USDA's Ag Statistics Service gives more details now on the peanut crop estimate for 2014 from the November estimate. Alabama dropped down from 3,000 to 2,900 pounds. That will give Alabama about 249,400 tons. Florida went up from 3,900 pounds to 4,000 pounds of peanuts per acre. That will give them 320,000 tons in the production. Georgia, in the meantime, also went up, a big surprise, from 4,000 average to 4,100. That'll give Georgia 1,199,250 tons. The increase nationwide, going from 2 million tons last year to 2,500,000 tons this year, is up 21%. Nationwide, the average yield is predicted to be 3,860 pounds per acre. That's up 48 pounds from October, but 141 pounds below last year. Average yield of 4,001, that was a record. They are expecting record high yields this year in Florida, in North Carolina, and in Oklahoma. So there'll be lots of peanuts available for next year. They've already announced that they have received from Federal State Inspection Service 2,182,000 tons. That is 86.5% of the crop estimate, with peanuts still coming in. Georgia's at 1,062,897. That's 88.6% of their crop estimate. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.